Unbelievable podcast, apologetics, and Christian conversions. I had my biggest showbiz break earlier this week appearing on the Unbelievable podcast with Justin Brierley. Promoting a book as a, quote, nobody author without a, quote, platform is a formidable challenge. Zillions of people write books and are trying to get noticed, and not having a, quote, name makes the game especially difficult. I'm convinced Uninvented is unique enough to justify the intention of a, quote, somebody, and I've prayed and worked to that end. One prayer has been to have someone with a big platform appreciate the book and give it some attention. Unbelievable is certainly a big platform, given it's maybe the longest-running apologetics podcast in existence. I think Justin told me he started it in 2004. And in the podcasting world, that's positively ancient. In apologetic circles, everyone knows Justin and Unbelievable. In case you're not familiar with the reference of the podcast title, it comes from a catchy 1990 pop tune of the same name. The reason I'm writing about it now, before the episode comes out, is because it got me thinking about apologetics and Christian conversions. If you're not familiar with the podcast, Justin created a niche by having two people with different perspectives on things having a respectful dialogue. He's a very good facilitator, doesn't act like a cheerleader for the side he may be on, and asks solid questions. He certainly demonstrated this in our conversation. I've never been a fan of apologetics debates, whether it's the atheist against the Christian or the Calvinist against the Arminian, etc. But Unbelievable never felt like a debate platform to me. Rather, it's more like two people who may disagree just having a conversation with someone helping it along. No wonder it's lasted so long. Regarding the topic of apologetics and converting people, and as I state in Uninvented, I don't see apologetics primarily as something to convert non-Christians, although it is of course used by Christians to help people see the veracity of Christianity. Rather, I see it as a ministry for building up the faith, that is, trust, of the saints in their God and Savior. The verse from which we get the English word apologetics is 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, set apart, sanctify, Christ is Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. The word reason in Greek, apologia, means a verbal defense, specifically like what a lawyer does in a court of law. The words, quote, everyone asks you, there are several ways to take this, but at the least it assumes our Christian life is so apparent to those we interact with that they're prompted to ask us about the reason for our hope. It doesn't apply to incognito Christians. Our faith should be so apparent to those we interact with that they might be motivated to ask us why we're different. To them, there is something about us that doesn't seem normal. I like to think of it as being a little annoying for Christ as I try to throw out hints to people I interact with. It all depends on the relationship and the situation, but our relationship with Jesus has to be something that compels us to want to do this. What I know, though, whether it's on the Unbelievable podcast or in any other interaction with a non-Christian or a Christian, is that nothing I say in and of itself will make any difference whatsoever. The transformation of the human heart is God's business, not the power or persuasiveness of my words. I've learned this lesson 6 ways from Sunday, meaning it takes me a lot of failure to learn my lessons, but God is patient with clueless sinners like me. As with all sanctification, it's painful, but gratifying beyond description. It's hard to describe, especially for one who, for many years, was deluded in thinking my words did have the power to change another person. How freeing it is to know I have literally zero power. That it's all God, and being a convinced Calvinist, I mean literally all. I have a printout of these words from Zechariah 4:6 pinned to my bulletin board to remind me that it's all Him in all things. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty. I can hear the non sequitur forming in some of your minds. Then doesn't this mean what we do and say doesn't matter? If it's all God, some think, then what we do doesn't matter. Oh yes, it does. God's sovereignty, His rule over all things, never precludes human agency and responsibility. I found in knowing and trusting God's sovereign power is incredibly freeing. The results are not up to me, but the work and obedience, that is. Thy will be done should always be our final prayer. Regarding apologetics, few Christians are good at it, and I was one of those for much of my Christian life. I've always been zealous to want to spread and defend the faith. I just didn't work at it. But in 2009, I had a turning point. In an encounter with a coworker, I did a terrible apologetics job, and I was embarrassed, although my interlocutor wouldn't have seen it that way. I was ashamed of myself, so I decided to dive in and learn how to defend the faith. I was delighted to discover a wealth of resources were now available that were not there in the over 2 decades since I'd studied apologetics. Podcasts were a growing phenomenon, and I listened to everything I could find. And there was a seemingly endless supply of books and website articles as well. I was amazed how little I knew and set about to rectify that. As the Lord commands us to defend the reason for the hope that we have, He has graciously provided us with a faith that can be defended with integrity. We have the advantage of knowing Christianity is true. It only requires a commitment on our part to put in the effort to acquire that knowledge and develop the skills to use it. It doesn't mean we have to know everything, and often the best strategy isn't transmitting knowledge, but just asking questions. Most people we interact with have no idea what they believe or why they believe it. When we do, God may use us to bless others, to advance His kingdom, and build His church.